Morning. This morning we take a one-week break from our summer series on the Psalms in order to give the children a chance to present to us something of what they learned during Faith Fun Fellowship this week. That very dramatic reading from the first chapters of Exodus tells us an important story about listening to God's word, trusting God, complying with God's word. It's what Moses' parents did. It's what Moses' sister did. It's what Pharaoh's daughter did. And because of that, we had the Exodus. We had Sinai. We had the covenant. The whole history of God's people began. I mean, Exodus is the second volume, way over there on your right. What's the alternative? I'll give you the alternative. A reading from the very short Bible. And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Fetch me that basket out of the reeds." And the servants went and fetched it and brought it to her. And she said to them, "Open it." And they opened it. And she said, "Ooh, gross. It's a baby. I was hoping for something cute like a puppy or a kitten. Throw it back." The end. The end. The end of the whole Bible. You don't get the rest of the Tanakh. You don't get any of the New Testament. None of it happens. The end. Because she said, "Throw it back." Would it have really happened that way? Probably not. God is pretty creative, pretty persistent. Seems that sooner or later, the Holy Spirit always gets her way. But sometimes much later, sometimes with much more difficulty. How long did Catholics and Protestants spend throwing mud balls at each other before we got around to getting serious about the Reformation? 400 years? Because somebody said the equivalent of "throw it back"? We can't stop God. You're not big enough. You're not going to stand in God's way and make God give up on the plan. It won't be the very short Bible. It won't stop in the second chapter of Exodus if you say, "Throw it back." But you can throw up a pretty good-sized roadblock. You can make God go around. You can make God rethink. You can make God come up with plan C or Z. Double Z, 0.379. How long does it take for God to find somebody to listen? We don't know. How many people were offered the covenant before Moses said yes? How many people were called out of Mesopotamia before Abraham and Sarah said yes? We don't know. It may have taken a while. Cooperation with God is important. Listening for God's voice is important. Recognizing it when you hear it is important. And doing something about it, doing what God asks of you, is important. You can't stop the Bible in chapter 2 of Exodus. If Pharaoh's daughter had really said, "Throw it back," God would have found another way. But it may have taken another 50 years or another 100 years or another 300 years. How long would slavery in Egypt have continued? How many people would have suffered? How many people would have died? Granted, it's there are times when you feel like saying, "Yeah, I was hoping for a puppy or a kitten. That's only a baby. Throw it back." There are times when what God asks of you seems like it's a little more than you bargained for, a little more than you wanted to get involved in. You're very tempted to put the lid on the basket and put it back in the reeds, walk on down the bank and pretend you never saw it. But what happens when you do? We don't know exactly. We don't know the alternative histories of the world. We have no problem trying to figure out what actually did happen, much less what could have happened. But I think there's pretty good grounds for considering that while you probably can't produce the very short Bible, you really can't stop God's plan. You can certainly roadblock it. You can certainly detour it. You can certainly make it a whole lot less efficient, a whole lot less effective, a whole lot less easy for everybody else. Or you can go along with it. You can take the baby out of the basket, find somebody to nurse it for you, bring it home and raise it as your own son, and then go through the heartbreak, of course, when it leaves home, as it does. You can listen to God's word, make things go more smoothly. Or you can ignore God's word and make things go a lot harder. Sooner or later, God's word will happen. Sooner or later, God's word will prevail. Sooner or later, God's love will break forth into human reality. Sooner or later, God's kingdom will come. But if instead of just saying, "Your kingdom come," every once in a while, we actually listen to God, take whatever's in the basket for us, we sure do make it a lot easier for everybody, ourselves included. So, next time something like that happens to you, think about it. You know? If you were Pharaoh's daughter, would you have said, "Ew, throw it back"? Sisters and brothers, let us pray.